Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for waiting a few moments. It's a Monday, and I'm more busier than I should be, I guess, for Monday. But Ken, Bill, Dave, John, Angela, and John, thank you much for joining me. Last week was an interesting and busy week in the Senate. While it appears not much got done, clearly several key issues were debated, and there was a vote cast on them. The Marriage Protection Amendment was cloture, and that means it was voted on. It needed 60 votes to proceed to a full debate on that amendment, defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman. And that had a 49-48 vote. So you can see the Senate is somewhat evenly split on that issue. In an effort to try to do a full repeal of death tax, we thought it was important to bring that to the floor for a vote. We, again, were forced to cloture that vote. And remember, a cloture takes 60. We got 57 votes. So clearly there is now a majority in a bipartisan majority who favor a complete repeal of death tax. We'll try to work out those differences and bring that issue back before the Senate this year. For small business America, for farmers and ranchers and small businesses in Idaho, there's probably nothing more destructive than the death of an owner of one of those businesses and the inability to pass it on to the children because Uncle Sam ends up with the business because you have to sell it for the taxes. And that's simply wrong in the American process, and we clearly ought to change it. Another bill that was truly fascinating was the Native Hawaiian bill. Here we are now over generations trying to create an environment where all are treated equal, no matter what race or creed is out there. And yet this bill would have been a step backwards, allowing people to identify, quote, as a Native Hawaiian for certain legal rights and purposes. And Hawaii came into the statehood with a full union of all people in Hawaii and not a division of people. And as a result of that, the Senate, in a fairly bipartisan majority, voted that one down. We also confirmed a few judges. That's important as we move along to get the Senate ready for now two Idaho judges waiting at the Secretary's desk that we hope we can get to clearly before July on one, Bill Myers, and we hope to be able to get to Randy Smith before the August recess. So we've got work to do here, but I'm pushing leadership in the Senate to have votes on these two judges. This week, we begin to deal with appropriations. The supplemental appropriations that we will finalize that has money in it for the war on terror and hurricane relief. It also has in it a prohibition denying the administration's attempt to raise rates on a Bonneville Power Administration. And I've worked to get that amendment into this supplemental appropriation. We'll work hard to keep it there. We don't want a backdoor way of taxing the Pacific Northwest ratepayer by simply raising rates to put money into the general fund of our government. Lastly, today, and I am hosting, I just hosted a lunch and will hold a hearing on what is known as NGNP, the next generation nuclear reactor design and facility that will be built at our national laboratory in Idaho Falls. This is the new and latest technology that will combine not only nuclear generation of electrical power, but the ability to use high temperature coming off the reactor for the electrolysis of water to produce hydrogen. Hydrogen as a fuel for the water, or as a fuel coming off from water. And lastly, I'll be in Lewiston with the Nez Perce. At the Nez Perce's Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Signature event. It's going to be exciting this weekend to be there in what they are calling a summer of peace as the Lewis and Clark journey makes its way back through Idaho in its return to St. Louis over 200 years ago now. It is exciting that we have a major event in Lewiston, and it's being hosted by the Nez Perce. With that, be more than happy to respond to any questions you might have.
Senator, this is Bill Scott. I wonder, could we talk about the immigration bill for a minute?
Sure can.
a lot of attention's been given to the fact that this bill is going to grant, well, some say it's amnesty, some say it's not, to about 10 million people who are here illegally. But I have read in some different places that, in fact, this legislation will up the amount of people who are allowed to come here legally. In other words, over the next 20 years, it could be somewhere to 100 million people legally immigrating to this country. Is that true?
I don't believe it's true, and having helped write portions of that bill, I don't see how they get to that. That's those who oppose any form of immigration really cranking up the multiplier of immigration. And certainly of the 8 or 10 million who are currently in country that are illegal, many of those will go home. You have had to have been here for at least 3 years to be able to come forward, pay a $2,000 fine, have a background check, have no felony against you, and stay and continue to work for an additional time in the job where you are to become a legal worker. Not a citizen, but a legal worker. Then if you wanted to become a citizen, you'd have to stand in line, get inside the quota, and probably it would take 10 to 12 years for that to happen. And so I don't see any of that happening. But most people who review the bill take the extreme side of it. They have forgotten to focus on probably the most important portion of the bill, and that's border control. There are a lot of issues in there and efforts now to get this border under control and to get it secured. And that's what's most important. No immigration policy will work if we cannot control the flow of those coming across our border. And that's got to be first and foremost, but we also have to tie to it a legal process.
So where are we on the talks between the House and the Senate?
Well, the House and the Senate have not started to talk yet. The House and the Senate are a long ways apart, and I'm not sure in this political year, with as inflamed as this issue has become, whether in fact we will be able to get together until after the election. It may take a national referendum, the election itself, before we can come together on this issue. There are a lot of people who fail to recognize the value of it. They much prefer to have the issue and talk about it than to deal with border control and creating a legal process by which to sustain a necessary immigrant workforce for our country.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Any other questions?
Senator John Thomas from KRLC in Lewiston. Would you talk a little bit more about your impending visit to Lewiston for the Summer of Peace activities at the closing ceremonies?
Surely. I have the privilege of being a co-chair of the Lewis and Clark Caucus here in the United States Senate. And for the last decade, we have worked to make this period of the bicentennial of Lewis and Clark something of historic significance. Not only it is, but we want young Americans to appreciate what happened 200 years ago, as Lewis and Clark and their corps, because it was a military expedition, came across the plains into the Rocky Mountain West and out to the Pacific and back, and really brought white man to the first area of the Rockies. So this return visit, in essence, they are now coming back from Astoria on their way back to St. Louis, and they stop over in Idaho once again. And, of course, the people they met there that most helped them were the Nez Perce Indian. Not only did they feed them and shelter them as they came out of the mountains and out of the weather into the Clearwater Valley on their passage through to the Pacific, but they also facilitated them with water transportation as they moved on down the Snake and into the Columbia on their way out to the coast. So it really is a significant time, and I think it's so appropriate that in the Summer of Peace, the Nez Perce Indian gets an opportunity to be highlighted, because as they once told me, you know, if we hadn't have been friendly and accommodating, there would have been no celebration. And there's really truth to all of that. They have always been not only friendly and accommodating, but they played a very great role in the success of the Lewis and Clark Corps of Discovery?